So here's the thing, like one of the things that really stood out for me in this was firstly, the taking up of your cross. So you had that series of statements there, the taking up of the cross, the tower, the army, right? So you had these things being presented. The taking up of the cross is a denial that we have any power in ourselves to do anything to do with spiritual work. There is no power in us to do it. All power is from the Lord. And then you go into the building of a tower. So what can we do? Well, we have to build a tower. And that is, we have to acquire interior truths, or truths that are applicable to the interior of our being, to our mind, essentially. That's what interior truths are. They're truths that can be applied inwardly to our states. But it's not enough just to have that knowledge, of course, because that's exactly what it says in that particular passage, that knowing does not take us inward. In fact, it can lead us further away from interior things. So that's that seems like a paradox. But essentially, if you know without moving to the next stage, so if you build your tower without doing the fighting from those truths, then you're not going to be moving interiorly. You're going to remain on a more exterior level, and maybe even move away from interior things, because the pride of your own self-intelligence is still probably very active and locked up in that tower. So it's not until we have to do the fighting that we come to see that we really are dependent on the Lord for this. So and so that's where the freedom begins to begins to come from those truths, is when we actually put them into practice as they apply to our interior life.